forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory continues until 7 p.m. this evening. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered storms. Highs around 68. West winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows level off around 32. Daytime highs approaching 58. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reported that as of 2021, 428 residents across the state had died from an opioid-related drug overdose. But the KDHE says now that they are excited about the federal announcement from the Food and Drug Administration about the approval of Narcan to be sold over the counter across the nation to help reverse the chemical poisoning of drug overdoses.
It's just a whole new phenomenon. I've been doing this work 20 years and I've never seen anything like this.
At audio from Cake News, as mental health professionals across the state of Kansas say that they've already seen an uptick this year as well, with individuals coming in on a weekly basis having overdose issues.
One was a patient that was at home that overdosed and had the EMS come and actually saved, brought her back to life, and the other one had a friend, boyfriend, that had, and he was young, he was like 16 years old, and they brought him back to life with naloxone.
But American Network News.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Events Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services for more than 300 exhibitors. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Come join Green Garden Angus for their 64th annual production sale, Monday, April 3rd at 1 p.m. at the Sale Barn in Lyon, Kansas. With 108 registered Angus bulls selling, each bull includes EPDs, how they performed on the Grow Safe system. All bulls selling have been parent verified and tested free of any known genetic conditions and defects. For more information, contact Ben at 785-472-1164 or check us out online at greengardenangus.com.
The city of Topeka, Kansas is set to have one of their first net zero homes built in the area. As WIBW reports that the organization Topeka's Scent held their groundbreaking ceremony for the first net zero home earlier this week, standing for strengthening and equipping neighborhoods together. As the grassroots program has a mission to build new homes for residents in an effort to improve area neighborhoods.
Every neighborhood deserves affordable, high quality, and easy accessible home ownership. You know, no one should have to pick and choose if they want the quality, if they want the affordability. It should be available for everyone, and that's where equity comes in.
That audio from WIBW. They say so far the home has not been spoken for, so if you would like to apply for the home, you can email info@scenttopeka.com or call 785-783-2535. They say so far the organization has created three new homes and rehabilitated more than 20 homes with the goal to have net zero homes ready by July of 2023. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The University of Nebraska, Lincoln's Nebraska Intelligent Mobile Unmanned System Lab, also known as Nimbus, has announced they are receiving $2 million in funding to help advance their work on integrated suite of robotics and drone technology that will push forward research in the state and around the world. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that they are getting two grants, one from the National Science Foundation, the other from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture, allowing Nimbus to push the boundaries of what they say robots can do and expand human understanding of how climate change is impacting agricultural, aquatic, and wildland systems. They say both of the projects will allow graduate and undergraduate students some training opportunities at the forefront of the robotics research at the university, as they're looking at how climate change has made the Arctic more hospitable to North American beavers, along with the colonialization and how it's changed area environments and topography. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Sling into spring this March at Rock and Brews Casino Bremen. Earn drawing entries March 1st through the 31st for your chance to win a 2023 Polaris Slingshot. Earn 100 points all month per drawing entry in the hopper. Drawings will happen 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on March 31st, where you can win up to $750 in free play, and one lucky winner will win the Polaris Slingshot. See Players Club for more details. Only at Rock and Brews Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Saturday marks the annual Marshall County Museum Day, kicking off the spring opening for six museums with free admissions, special activities, and exhibits. Those participating include the Pony Express Museum, the Union Pacific Depot in Marysville, Kester House Museum and Gardens, the historic Marshall County Courthouse, Lou Rapids, and Okito Museums. They will be open Saturday, 10 to 4. Again, admissions are free. Special activities and exhibits will include the stagecoach on display for photo opportunities at Pony Express Museum, a telegraph demonstration for youth with Morse code and exhibits, Union Pacific Depot in Marysville. Special activities at the Kester House Museum will include Patty Dollarhide with her mules, explaining how they were used in the ice harvest at the Kester House. They'll also feature a treasure hunt and exhibits. The Marshall County Historic Courthouse will have a new exhibit of WPA dolls and feature a scavenger hunt. Tom Parker will share photos of WPA post office murals. The Blue Rapids Museum will have an escape room scavenger hunt. And the Okito Museum will show off collections of Native American art and history and other local treasures. Again, for the Museum Day in Marshall County, this Saturday, 10 to 4, admissions are free. Washington County Commissioners last week appointed Eric Helms as interim road and bridge supervisor, effective immediately. Helms works in the department and met with the board in executive session last week. The appointment came after Kim Knox advised he was giving his 2 weeks notice as assistant road and bridge supervisor, overseeing the department these past 2 weeks since road and bridge supervisor Justin Novak quit. Washington County Dispatch will be testing sirens throughout the county the first Monday of every month. The 10 a.m. sirens will be blown as long as the weather is not stormy. This testing will be year-round to ensure sirens are in working order. Hours at the Washington County Treasurer's Office to administer driver's license work will be reduced effective April 10th. New service hours 8 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. No appointments will be necessary. Nemahal County Commissioners made no decision last week on a request from the City of Sabetha and Rock Creek Township to chip seal a 2-mile section of Kansas Road from W to Y and a section of 14th Street from Utah to Kansas Road. A proposal was to clean and prep, with the county providing chip seal and assuming maintenance. Rural Water Districts asked consideration of a portion of ARPA funds, which commissioners advised they would keep in mind. Fair Board members spoke about continuing the county fair at the site of the community building and will continue use of the building at no charge. They also spoke of the prospect of adding on to the horse barn or constructing a larger barn at the same location. A budget analysis of the Nemahal County Nutrition Program was presented, and options to reduce costs were discussed. Gage County supervisors held a public hearing to hear support and or opposition on Gage County's 1- and 6-year highway improvement plan. Discussion included grants being pursued to improve 162nd Road, encouragement to approve the 1- and 6-year plan and making it a priority. It was noted the cost to armor coat a mile estimated at $15,000. The difference in the price of concrete versus asphalt was discussed, as well as getting caught up on rock and gravel allocations. The plan was approved unanimously, as was a special use permit for a commercial greenhouse operation in Logan Township. Planning and Zoning will have a public hearing April 5th at 9:30 a.m. on solar regulations. With well over an hour of public comment, including some 30 residents and others, Jefferson County, Nebraska commissioners concluded a public hearing last week regarding new wind turbine regulations. Minor changes to setback requirements were the only variances from Planning and Zoning Committee recommendations. The decision will supersede a moratorium that had been in place through April 1st and concludes well over a year of discussion on the matter. Hanover Hospital will host a health fair on Saturday, April 1st, 6 to 10 a.m., offering discounted lab draws, plus vendors, community resources, door prizes, and a breakfast at the Hanover Community Hospital Saturday, 6 to 10 a.m. The annual Bulldog Booster Bash is Saturday evening at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville. Social begins at 6:30. The Bulldog Booster Club supports activities and athletics at Marysville High School. Ruth E. Musil, age 100, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Ruth Musil. Lorene A. Keniston, age 91, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Sunday at 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Saturday, 4 until 8. Family will receive friends Saturday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lorene Keniston. Beverly Blaha, age 84, of Manhattan, formerly of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge for Beverly Blaha.
Spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Jump into spring with Elsie Grace's Spring Open House, March 31st and April 1st. Enjoy homemade pies daily, browse new spring items, and of course, stop by and get yourself some of that famous fudge. Enjoy the Northeast Kansas annual Shop Hop this weekend with a stop at Elsie Grace's Spring Open House, Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory is still in effect until early this evening. Staying sunny today with our highs in the lower 50s and mid-60s. Southwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Northwest winds still between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Westerly winds still between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Southwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Southwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Warming up on Monday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy skies Monday night with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late March, 62, record high on this date, 92, the average low, 37, and the record low, 13 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:14, sunset this evening at 7:49.
Does your spring planting schedule take the moon phase into account? It's all about planting by the light or dark of the moon on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings. savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 31st, the 90th day of the year. Actor Christopher Walken has a birthday, and the Ford Motor Company introduced the V8 engine on this day in 1932. Soil conditions and frost charts are important when considering your planting schedule, but if you consider the moon phase, here's a refresher on favorable moon cycles. Right now, the moon is waxing or between new and full. For centuries, farmers have believed that above-ground crops do best when planted in this phase, or by the light of the moon. Below-ground crops are best planted by the dark of the moon, or between the moon's full and new phase. Plan accordingly. The next full moon is coming on April 6th. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You'll find our best planting dates chart online at almanac.com.
Easter is right around the corner, and Reflections in downtown Marysville has everything to make your Easter get-together a breeze. Greeting cards, toys for all ages, fun and affordable Easter baskets, yummy chocolates, party supplies, and more. Until April 9th, receive a free gift with any qualifying purchase. Communion and confirmation gifts available all spring. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store. That's Reflections in downtown Marysville.
KNDY.
Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Opening day did not. Twins 2-0 at Kauffman Stadium. Zach Greinke got the start for the Royals. He pitched 5.5 innings.
On opening day, we would all sign up for that any day of the week. And, you know, 20-something pitches in the first, and then to be really efficient from then on out was tremendous.
The Royals are off today. They pick up the series with the Twins Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow, first pitch is at 3:10. It is at 1:10 on Sunday. Other notable baseball scores from opening day. The Yankees get a 5-0 win over the Giants. Aaron Judge hits a home run on his first at-bat to start the season. The Cubs beat the Brewers 4-0. St. Louis drops their opening day by one run. They lose to the Blue Jays 10-9, and the Rockies get a 7-2 win over the Padres.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trading required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 2023 T-219, MSRP 63905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire at Wednesday.
I know the basketball season just wrapped up for the Kansas State Wildcats, but something to look forward to for next season. The Kansas State men's basketball team will get soaked up in some sun when they travel to the Bahamas in the Bahamar Hoops Bahamas Championship. Tom Gilbert with Kansas State Athletics reports the men's basketball team will head to the Bahamar Convention Center in Nassau for games on Friday, November 17th and Sunday, November 19th. It is Final Four weekend for the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament down in Houston. Florida Atlantic, San Diego State will be game number one. That will tip off at 5:09 tomorrow night. It'll be followed by Miami and UConn. That game will tip off at 7:45. The national championship will be played on Monday. Kansas forward Jalen Wilson was the Big 12 Player of the Year. Now more postseason honors are coming his way. Yesterday, he was named as a Wooden Award finalist. Wilson is also a finalist for the Naismith Trophy. Both awards are national MVP honors. Kansas Mid-America Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Oh.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic Plants Kit Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plants Kit uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plants Kit is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Be the first on your block to harvest a red ripe tomato. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow early ripening varieties like Early Girl, Fourth of July, or Tidy Treats that produce fruit earlier than most tomato varieties. Further shorten the time to harvest by warming the soil and air. You'll be able to plant as much as a month earlier than normal. And thanks to the early start and warmer conditions, your plants will start flowering and fruiting sooner. Floating row covers and cloches like the pop-up tomato accelerator or wall of water work like mini greenhouses in the garden. Or make your own from a plastic milk jug. Just remove the bottom and set it over small transplants. Or wrap tomato cages with clear plastic for larger plants. Stake tomatoes to further speed up the harvest. It's a bit more work, but you'll have fewer disease problems and the earliest harvest on the block. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Sometimes the naming of a town is quite a story in itself. That's the case for what became one of Missouri's largest cities. However, few know the origins of this place. This seems to indicate it's at a great elevation. The story is next on The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside, as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in their industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
As Sue Hart, a volunteer at the Lee's Summit History Museum, explains, this town of over 100,000 today was founded in the days of the Civil War.
Lee's Summit was founded in 1865 by William B. Howard. He originally named the town Strother after his deceased wife's maiden name.
But that name, Strother, was already in use, and another name was needed.
So he named it after Dr. Pleasant Lee, who was a friend of his. Dr. Lee's name was spelled L-E-A.
Dr. Lee had been killed in 1862 in the Civil War ambushes along the Missouri-Kansas border, so the town was named after Lee, but the spelling of his name didn't make it correctly on our maps of today.
When they painted it on the original boxcar that served as the first depot, they misspelled it. L-E-E is a more common spelling, and we've been L-E-E ever since.
But the city's name is Lee's Summit, which leaves people asking, why is Dr. Lee attached to a place that sounds perhaps like achieving a lofty height?
That is the highest position on the railroad, and the key there is on the rail lines between St. Louis and Kansas City.
Lee's Summit is one of the few towns in the U.S. with an apostrophe in its name, and is today Missouri's sixth largest city. its beginnings were much different.
It was definitely an agricultural community, and we have a tribute to our agricultural heritage here at the museum.
This was a prime spot for agriculture in the early days of settlement.
A lot of orchards grew in the area, but there were also dairy farms, horse farms.
Today, the streets where many of those farms were located bear the name of the family who farmed there. A story told at this history museum. Traveling the countryside in Lee's Summit, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
When working on your acreage, don't let your guard down around machinery. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. No matter what the features of a tractor might be, make safety your first priority as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Tractors are the workhorse of choice on a farm, but they're also the leading source of work-related injuries. No matter how or when you're running machinery, you have to keep safety in mind. According to the National Safety Council, overturned tractors account for nearly 50% of tractor fatalities. Remember these 10 recommendations for tractor safety. Number one, know your tractor, its implements, and how they work. Read and understand your operator's manual and keep up with maintenance, including brakes, guards, hazard decals, signals, lights, and all other safety devices. 2. Use a rollover protective structure and a seatbelt. Research shows that when used together, ROPS and seatbelts are 98% effective in preventing tractor-related injuries and death. 3. Be familiar with the terrain. Walk the area first and use caution on slopes and turns. 4. Never start an engine indoors. Exhaust contains carbon monoxide, which is colorless, odorless, and deadly. 5. Always keep the PTO shielded and be sure to walk around the tractor and implement, never between them. 6. Keep your hitches low and always on the drawbar. Otherwise, your tractor could flip over. 7. Never get off the tractor when the engine is running. Turn off the engine before you leave the seat. 8. Never refuel while the engine is running or hot. Also, don't add coolant to the radiator when it's hot because it can erupt and scald you. 9. Keep children off and away from the tractor and implements. Kids are attracted to machinery, but it's not child's play. And number 10. Never be in a hurry or take chances with your tractor. Think safety first, take your time, and do it right. Find more tractor safety tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In Minnesota, where the weather seems to always be extreme. Our winters are very cold and snowy. Our summers, well, they're hot and humid. Spring and fall, barely long enough to notice. Hi, this is Callie Breeze, helping you thrive with purpose. Spending habits can run hot and cold, too. Some people are big spenders. Some are very frugal. You probably know people who fit into both categories. The truth is, as with most things, neither extreme is healthy. If you spend too much without preparing for the future, you risk not having enough, whether it's for an emergency, for retirement, or for planful giving. But if you hoard your money, you may miss out on the joy of life and giving to others. Fear controls your pocketbook. So how do you get past either extreme? Ask God for wisdom when it comes to your finances, and try to be a good steward of the gifts God has given you. You'll be able to make sure your finances reflect your faith.
Twin Valley Thrift Shops are always updating with new arrivals. Check out the warehouse in Waterville and Twice But Nice in Beatty for a great selection of clothes, toys, games, home decor, everyday pieces. And at the warehouse, they stock furniture and more as well. Your purchase and, of course, your contributions benefit local residents served by Twin Valley Developmental Services. Both locations always accept donations of good, clean, quality used items you're no longer using. Visit the Twin Valley Thrift Shops in Waterville and Beatty.
Pitching the benefits of the cooperative business model today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
While agriculture is not the exclusive domain for the cooperative business model, a lot of well-known and not-so-well-known cooperatives have been built around ag and rural America. Land O'Lakes and Organic Valley are a couple of examples. Adam Schwartz operates a consultancy called The Cooperative Way.
When cooperatives are structured right, looking back at the early principles that we do not have any religious or political tests, that we welcome everyone. And since we are focused on what the needs are of the folks in our community, and those needs are the same for all people, I think we can offer a real opportunity for folks to come together for the benefit of their communities.
Schwartz says cooperatives operate best when they have a relatively equal balance of societal purpose and economic purpose.
We're local, we're ethical, and we use crowdfunding as a source of our capital. We really are a very cool business model, and one that I think that we should be touting to folks and be teaching more about in the future, because we've got a lot of wonderful things going for us, but we need more people to know about it.
The National Farmers Union did a webinar recently with Schwartz. There's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Ahead of the USDA planting intentions report today, FBN released their own planting intention survey results this week. FBN chief economist Kevin McNew says that many farmers surveyed appear to be leaning more towards corn and less towards soybeans this year.
The takeaway we got from our 2,000 farmers that gave us their survey intentions or their planting intentions for the spring was that they were leaning a lot more into corn and a lot less into beans than what the market and USDA flagged in February. So, you know, we have pegged a 92.5 million acre corn number. That's up from the forum number of 91. And also our bean number quite a bit lower at 84.5 versus the forum in February at 87.5.
McNew shares some details on the main areas of increased acreage projections in their survey.
What we heard was pretty clear increases in the upper Midwest. We saw, you know, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota farmers really signaling that because of the problems they had last spring, they were going to come back really hard with corn, and that confirmed.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. Here's a look at your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. It's 38 at St. Francis. It is 41 at Goodland. At Liberal, it's 54. At Anthony, it's 57. At Columbus, it's 55. At Oberlin, it's 44. 49 at Washington. 51 at Marysville. At Lawrence, it's 54. At Burlington, it is 51. At Columbus, it is 55. And those are your ag news.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with you at Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here. Horst Stroller Sales, the one call you need to make at the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones that don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horst Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horst Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horst Trailer Sales.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Production costs and market volatility. Those are the number one concerns for farmers as we proceed into 2023. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Production costs are the number one concern for farmers, according to Matt Erickson, agriculture economist and policy advisor with Farm Credit Services of America.
It's higher fertilizer prices, chemical prices, seed prices, anything that it takes to put that input that needs to be purchased to grow that crop. Farmers are going to have concerns because prices are higher. And that also includes cash rents as well. So all those different things, all those different production costs have increased for producers.
Another concern for producers is volatility. However, he says there are some opportunities even with volatility.
You know, when we look at volatility, we've got to think and remember that volatility is a two-way street. You know, one, a lot of times, you know, what gets impacted by margins quite a bit and talked about a lot is the downside, you know, risk that volatility brings. There's upside opportunity within volatility that producers have the opportunity to take advantage of. And so when I talk with customers and basically talk with farmers across the country in general, you know, I always often remind them the better that we plan, the better that we focus on our cost and revenue structure, then we can take advantage of those upside opportunities within the volatile environment that 2023 could bring.
And when it comes to finding benefits on a balance sheet, Erickson offers his number one piece of advice.
I think you've got to preserve your working capital and not pay down or pay off early your low and fixed debt. You know, this has been a really good opportunity with low interest rates where producers can either refinance or lock in some longer term, low interest rate fixed debt.
Matt Erickson with Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agricultural information, be sure to log on to agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now. May corn 659, that's up 9.5. July corn 633.25, that's up 6. Kansas City wheat for May 870.75, that's down 3/4. July Kansas City wheat 855.25, that's down 2.75. May oats 366.75, that's down 6. July oats 361.5, and that's down 4. Looking at soybeans for May, 1507 right now, up 32.25. July soybeans, 1473.75. That's up 26.75. Taking a look at cotton for May, 83.25 right now. That's down 45 cents. July cotton, 83.26. That's down 61 cents. Live cattle for April, 168.75, up 52.5 cents. June live cattle, 161.87.5. That's up 85 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 200.25. That's up 35 cents. Feeder cattle for May, 205 right now. That's up 57.5 cents. Crude oil for May, 75.40. That's up $1.03. Crude oil for June, 75.54. That's up $1.05. Gold for April, 1979.40, down 90 cents. Gold for June, 1989.20. That's down $8.50. Silver for May, 24.13.5. That's up 14 cents. July silver also up 14 cents at 24.33. Taking a look at Wall Street on this Friday, the Dow up 266, S&P up 36, NASDAQ up 148. That is a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Friday, March the 31st. I'm Jeff Aiken.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
All new for 2023, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a Chevy Trailblazer. It's priced at $30,900. They have a Chevy Traverse Premier Package. Two Buick Envisions. One's in essence, the other the Avenir Package. Check out these new 2023s at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Are you wondering when it might be the optimal time to remove cattle from your wheat pasture to maximize forage yield while minimizing yield losses? Well, the Wheat First Hollow Stem can help you make that decision. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Romulo Lovato, K-State Wheat and Forage Specialist, gives insight on estimating Wheat First Hollow Stem to reduce yield loss potential.
The wheat is planted in the fall, and it goes through quite a bit of forage production. Then it goes through a winter dormancy, right? And all of that time, the head of the crop that is going to become a spike later on hasn't really been produced, right? So if cattle are grazing now, they're just taking the foliage out of the crop. And that termination date is exactly where we're worried with that developing head. Because after the winter, when the crop goes through that vernalization period and now it becomes reproductive, the developing head is going to start to emerge from the crown of the crop and being pushed up the stem. Then once it's above ground, if the cattle continue grazing that crop, now we see very severe yield losses.
Lolato explains how grazing past first hollow stem can make a significant impact.
So yield losses based on grazing past first hollow stem. So I mentioned that 14% yield loss as a well-managed system, meaning we're finishing it at first hollow stem. If we leave cattle grazing past first hollow stem and we have dry and hot conditions like seems like this spring may bring us, we can have an additional 5% per day. So if you're supposed to take the cattle off today and you leave it there two extra days, that's a 10% ding in your yield that you have later on. So it's a very steep yield loss. If there's any intention of harvesting that crop, we need to be very timely in removing that cattle from wheat pastures right now.
Lolato continues by explaining the evaluation process.
So, first all, stem is field specific, meaning that even if you have the same variety planted in two neighboring fields, they might differ in the date of first hollow stem because of soil type, because of microclimate and temperatures difference between fields, and because of how harsh we're grazing it. So many things impact that first hollow stem. So in each field, producers should go out there and select an area that is just outside the fence, meaning an area that has not been grazed yet, and select a few different plants and pull those plants whole, select the main stem out of those plants and slice it open from the bottom part and try to see where that developing head is. If there is roughly half an inch in between that developing head and the crown level, then it means that it's time to remove cattle from that first hollow stem. Now, we measure from outside the fence from a non-grazed area because grazing itself already delays the reproductive developing a little bit. So if we're removing based on that ungrazed area, we're going to be more on the safe side.
That's K-State Wheat and Forage Specialist Romulo Lolato with insight on estimating wheat first hollow stem to reduce yield loss potential. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Landall Company in Marysville is currently hiring maintenance technicians on the first, second, and third shifts. HVAC knowledge and experience preferred. Strong troubleshooting skills are necessary. 1 year verifiable experience. They offer competitive wages. $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shift, plus a comprehensive benefit package and promotion opportunities. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com or call their Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Learn more at Landall.com.
KNDY.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
When I'm dancing with my sweetheart, I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still keep dancing as the years come and go, singing the red ribbon polka with my sweetheart that I love so.
Classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.